Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about turning to Srimati Radharani. One of the many names of Srimati Radharani is Kartika Devi, the goddess of the month of Kartik. How to understand Srimati Radharani? Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice clue. It's very significant. Srimati Radharani, he writes, is a tender-hearted feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees. At once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna. The Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. Let's think about this point of being the tender-hearted feminine counterpart. Srimati Radharani is always nurturing, always gives unconditioned mercy, always accepts even a person who is not yet perfect. I remember in this connection my own mother. When I again came home with bad notes from school, my father would chastise me, but my mother, she started to go into the kitchen and made pudding to solace me, my favorite sweet. That's an example of what is meant here with the counterpart, the feminine nature. That mercy is always unconditional. There's a beautiful prayer in this connection by Srila Rupa Goswami, who says, although I'm unfit, although I'm offender with a crooked mind, please, Srimati Radharani, bestow upon me a fragment of the gift of service to you. This unhappy soul is not fit to be neglected by you, for you have a butter soft heart that melts constantly by the warmth of your compassion. Anyone who turns in this month of Kartik to Srimati Radharani will certainly be accepted.